Shin Tzadiches Sif Tes, page 530. Ir Sheyoshevis Al Tzfas HaNachar, a city that is along a little river. Look on the left side, right? We have a good picture. Picture number 61 on the left side, we have a city. And you see here this nice little, looks like the Hudson, right? You just need to see there the bridge. The George Washington Bridge, we know we're in business.
Page 530.
So we have here a city, and along the city we have this river. The question is, where does the Tchum start? 530. Where does the Tchum start? Does the Tchum start from the edge of the city? Yes, correct. Does the city start from the edge of the city, or does the city first start, the Tchum start from the edge of the water? After we cross the water. So now remember, we have to remember that we're following the opinion of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says we do not give the city a bonus of 70 2/3 amos. That's only for according to the Ramah. So we have to keep that in mind, that according to the Mechaber, we would normally start the Tchum immediately after the city ends. To make matters here more complicated, this little river that we see here in the picture is only full in the winter time when there is a lot of rain. But most of the year, the summer, spring and fall, it's empty. And people use this area, they walk here and they do things, it's part of the living quarters of the people of the city. So the question of the year is, what status does this river have during the winter season when people can't really walk here due to the fact that it's been flooded? That's the chiddush of the Mechaber. Ir sheyoshevis al tzfas nachal, it sits along the edge of the nachal. Shroif hoitim hu yavish. Most of the time it's dry. Umish tam shimbo. And people use, they live there, they camp out there. She'en moli ela b'shas hagesh. The only time this thing floods during the wintertime. Im yesh lefonecha matzeva. So the rule is as follows. If there is some type of platform, you see here on the left side of this picture called the itzvah, because the Mishnah Berurah translates a matzeva as an itzvah, some other platform, form, which has the dimensions of at least Reichav Arba Amos Al, which is 4x4 Amos, so it's significant. You can stand on it, and when you stand on this little platform, you're able to go fishing, or you're able to dip your bucket. Somehow, through this platform, you're able to be mishtamesh with the river itself. So you can stand on it and you can make use of the nachal. Then the result is the nachal is considered to be an extension of the city. So then the rule is you can go and you can start the 2,000 amot chum from the edge, the other edge, cross the nachal, and that's where the chum starts. So basically there are two conditions. Number one, when it's not winter, most of the year it's dry, and people are actually using that section for their personal needs. So automatically it would be considered an extension of the city. The only reason why we have a problem with that is that part of the year it's closed off due to flooding. So the rule is, even though it's closed off part of the year due to flooding, if there is some type of use, if it's a platform, and people can somehow also make use of it by sitting on the platform and going fishing, I don't know exactly what they're doing there when it's flooded, but they do things there, are you out there on the platform, then we can be lenient and we can consider it to be an extension of the city year-round, and the Tchum will start on the other edge of the river. On its side. But let's say there is no platform, so there's no way a person can even use it when it's flooded. It's totally useless during the wintertime. Then you cannot take that into account. We have to ignore that nachal. Turns out that the nachal will be absorbed within the 2,000 amos of the Tchum of the city. Now, then the Mishmur just
pours. What about the summertime when it's dry?
For sure, then you can count from the edge, because it's part of the city. Only in the wintertime do we have to adjust. Just the GPS has to be adjusted in the summer and the winter, where Atkan is where you can travel. Okay, there's just one interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says here, if you look at in the last small line. Okay, you go down to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memhei. Memvav, and you go down to the last small line before it becomes wide. I'm b'mogin Avram Shem Estapik in b'chol mokam Shem Estamshem b'nei u'ir naschil limdoi Mishem. That's a very chiddush here, because what's going on? We learn this all these simanim. The tchum begins at the edge of your house. If you have a city that's not a walled city, according to the Mechaber, where does the tchum begin? The tchum begins at the last, the edge of the wall of the outermost home in a city. All of a sudden here, we're extending the city into a river. What? Why would you want to extend it into? Oh, because when it's not winter time and it's summertime, people, they go for a stroll in this area. So what? That's not where you measure the tchum. The tchum is always from the edge of the outermost home in the city. So what is going on? So obviously we learn from this that the tchum is not to be measured from the wall, the outermost home of outer wall of a home. It's measured from the part of the city where people use. So there's a playground. You have a nice residential area. You have a couple of houses, and there's a playground. And on Shabbos, everyone goes to take the children to the playground. So the playground is the edge of the city. That's what it appears to say here, because we're using this river, and the only reason why this river is more complicated in the normal case because it's flooded part of the year. So the issue is, what do we do this time of the year when it's flooded? So we need to come out to an itzdara, and you make use of it. It's mashma. But if it's not flooded, and it's a place that's used, even though it's not being used mamish for living purposes, it automatically can be considered an extension of the city. Really? Is that really so? So the Mishnah Berurah said in the last small line, the Ayin Mogen Avram, Shem Estapik, in B'chol Mokam, Lav Dafka River, Shem Estam, Shem Benin here, where people use a playground, Naschil Limdoed Misham, that's where we will start to count the 2,000 Amos. The Ayin Bel Yeraba, Shehiskim, the Ein Lachakil, no such thing. A playground or any other open area cannot be the extreme edge of a city. The gam binachal gufa das kamer rishonim shecholkim b'serim da nachal olam minas lapayim. This whole halacha of a nachal that we've just learned is a chiddush, which is not clearly understood by many of the poskim, and therefore ein lecha bo yosem michidusha. It says that by a nachal, some reason when there's a stream, this type of area is better than the average playground. That's where you can be lenient, but don't extend this halacha to a playground or to other any other extension of the city.
This halacha is really funny because it's, all the time you do something up to something else. Here, sometimes of the year it's good, sometimes of the year it's not good. It's
a strange halacha. I don't know the answer.
Do we differentiate between temporary and permanent when it comes to these things?
Well, it all depends on the case. This particular case, most of the year it's dry. And people, they do things here. I don't know what they do. They're mishtamish. Whatever they do, they do. And now, so the whole year round, we measure the tchum from the edge. From the edge all the way on the right, after you cross over. Now, it's wintertime, it's flooded. So do we continue to use that extension? So in this case, it says, if you have an itztaba, there's a platform, and you can stand on the platform, you can do something, you can go fishing. Oh, that's enough of use to continue to do what we've been doing all along. Yeah.
9 lines ago yesterday, we learned Halech Achar Hameko.
Yeah.
Now we're saying the Hiskim, the Ein Lahakim. What? How do they?
I don't know. It's a gray area. There are different degrees of leniency. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Gray area.
There are different. Yeah.
That's Oscar. Gray area.
You heard my drasha about America.
The thermometer.
It's 7 pages.
Yeah.
It used to be nothing. It used to be blank. And now, now America has produced 7 pages.
We haven't found it yet.
Where have you had a bridge?
Have not found what? What? What have we not found?
Where have you had a bridge?
What if you had a
bridge?
A bridge. So we learned. I think we're going to learn later on. A bridge is an extension. The tchum does not begin until the bridge ends. I think we're going to come down a little later on. The rules of a bridge. We'll believe that we'll get there. Okay, let's continue. Seif Yud. Yoshvei Tzrifin. People live in huts. The people live in tents, which are made from reeds and willow trees. Ein lohem din ir. Just because you have a collection, you have a large collection, you have a whole city of them, right? You have 50 of these little teepees all over the place. Oh, so that's a city. What is the rule when it comes to a city? What is the leniency? You square it out. That's what we learned 2 days ago. If you have a house here, a thing there, as long as everything is within 72/3 amos, we have the right to do this magic thing called making a magical box, and the tchum will begin from the perimeter of the magical box. So this, that's not called the city, because these structures are so flimsy. They're so weak. They do not have significance, and we do not create a magical box. Therefore, each house is on its own. No squaring out. Measure 2,000 amos from the Pesach of the Bayis. In Ein Lohem Kimin Hekif Mechitza Sara, Echoritza Sara, Sabineim, but there is one exception. If you do make a fence, even when it comes to a teepee, a weak home, if you do make a fence around all of the homes, then we can begin. We can count the tchum from the perimeter of the home. V'yim yesham shalosh chatzera shal shnei batim kavum shal evin oishal nesam. But let's say we have real homes. Okay, the real deal. You have structures that are made from stone or made from wood. We have three courtyards. We learned this yesterday, and each courtyard has at least two. So you have to have at least six permanent structures from stone or wood that automatically is considered to be a city. And then we apply the leniency of drawing a box around this area and being able, the chum goes and the chum is in that area. The yim yesham shalosh chatzer shal shnei batim kavurim shal evin oy shal nesarim. Elu oisim es kulam keva. These type of structures create the place to be a permanent area. The yeshlam din ir umirabim oisa. We can make a square. V'naisim lal paim amo. We give it to the amos lechol ruach kishor ayoros. The last halacha yud aleph ir shehukva v'achakach yashva. If we have a city with first circle surround, a wall was put up. And the wall was put up not for the purpose of living. It was a government facility to watch all of the vehicles or some type of whatever. Some type of facility was constructed with a very good, strong wall, fortress wall. And then, over time, the things changed on the ground and they decided we might as well make this into a city. Too bad. You cannot count the tchum from the wall of the city. You only can count the tchum from the actual homes, from the edge of the homes that are located within the city, because the wall does not have a din of a city, because the wall was not constructed for the purpose of the city. You can fix that. The way you fix it, you knock down part of the wall. You knock down a 10 amma section and you rebuild it. Or even if you knock down, leaving a little bit more than 10 ammas, and you just rebuild one amma, mashu, and you make it less than 10 ammas, so now you have made the wall the shma. Something called making building area l'shem dira, and then you'll be able to carry to measure the tchum from the perimeter of the city. But let's say yashva. Let's say originally you had a group of three courtyards, and each courtyard had two homes. And then after you established a city, an unwalled city, you then built a massive wall very, very far away from the people living, from the people of the home. Let's say it's 5,000 amos away. You have a group of courtyards, three courtyards, each one has two homes. They're there. So until now, we drew an imaginary box, and we measured 2,000 amos. And now we build, we have big plans for this little yishuv. And we build a wall that's a very, very great wall, which is even 5,000, 10,000 amos away from the edge of each bayis. This now becomes a city, and the tchum will first begin at the edge, the outer edge of the wall of the city, provided that the wall was built after people were already living inside. Yashva, if it was settled, the Akar Kachukva, then Moedin Law Mechoimasa, we have a right to count the 2,000 Amos from the wall of this settlement. Okay, now we go to Malacha. Simon Shin Sadi Tes, Bameh, Moedin Matchum, exactly how we measure, what type of material. No, they didn't use in those days high tech. Laser instruments and all GPS devices and good Google, and you can measure and maps, but you exactly the distance from one place. Then a MapQuest. MapQuest already bottle already. Now GPS. Who uses MapQuest? I don't use MapQuest anymore. Olden days, I used to use MapQuest. It was part of life. You don't have MapQuest, you can't go anywhere.
It's not accurate.
Now no more GPS. GPS is also not accurate. Also gets you confused.
Also
not accurate. But
use public transportation.
What?
Use public transportation.
Yeah.
To get a map.
If you use public transportation, then
you say MTA.
Yeah. They tell you the distance.
They tell you the station of origin and destination. And
there's also a website. There's a website. They tell you exactly how to go by train. All public transportation is B'diyuk, exactly which transfers to make. Okay, but here we're dealing with ancient times, and the way they measured was with ropes. And the ropes must be made from a certain type of material, and ropes cannot be too long and too short. And that's what it's all. And then we have to deal with a situation where we have slopes that go up and go down, and so on and so on. So here we go. Ein moedim tchum here el bechevel shol pishtan linen. Linen is what is used to do. That's what the robe was made of. Shol chamish amos, not more than 50 amos. Vloy pachas, not less. Shehu nimtach biyoser, because if it's less than 50, you'll stretch it. And if it's too long, vloy aruch yoser, meshein nimtach kuroi, if it's more than 50, it's going to droop. Drooping is no good, it's not accurate. If it's less than 50, you're going to pull it too tight. It's going to be more than you're allowed. So it has to be exactly 50 amos, made from linen, because linen is a material, when we get a measurement of 50 amos, it's perfect. It's accurate.
Yeah, plus, maybe linen doesn't shrink.
It does, so I'm saying, 50 amos. Only.
Maybe linen has the possession. Thing that it doesn't shrink.
Right, wool definitely shrinks.
It's like the government has the Bureau of Standards. Oh.
So this is the standard.
Yeah.
The standard is 50 amos, a rope of linen. If it's more than 50 amos, you're going to be cheating your fellow citizens, because you're going to let them walk less than they really can, because it's going to droop. So really it's 50 amos, but you're going to measure as 49 amos. Because it's drooping, and if you have rope is only 10 amos, you're going to pull it too tight. You're going to stretch it, then shlake it in. It's really 11 amos, but you put that on the paper that it's 10 amos. So it has to be exactly 50 amos, and it has to be made from lin. Let's look at the Mishnah very quickly. Aleph shel pishtan de'emcha yofel l'mida mishal shalosh shel bar. So the ultimate will be a chain. Very interesting. However, so why then do we use this linen? But a chain of barzel would be ideal. It's a pasuk. This is a Gemara in Ervin. It says Yecheskel psil pishtim biyado. Yecheskel was measuring Yerushalayim, and he had in his hands linen. Then Beis Hamikdash. He was measuring the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash, and he had in his hands linen. So therefore, as a remes for the Beis Hamikdash that will be measured by Yecheskel, we also use linen, even though we acknowledge a chain of barzel would have been ideal. Next, lepachas v'yoyse. Next, Mishnah Berurah. V'nimsa shirat chum yoyse me'alpayim v'chim lebach ba'aruch yoyse me'chamishim sheyev shel lematchum b'bnei kakovdoi. If it's more than 50, you can't pull it tightly. It can't be taut, because it's too heavy, it droops. Let's go to Sif base. Im yesh nohar lefanav l'soif shiv v'chamesh ama, le'ach ha'shamad at chamish ama, choyzel le'achayrav eshim v'chamesh ama. What do you do when you have a river? So let's describe a very precise case. We have over here the river. The river appears within 75 amos from the wall of the city. So if you start out with your rope, from the wall, you've already gone 50. So how many amos do you have left? You have 25 amos into the river. Now we are assuming at this moment, in this particular case, that the width of the river is more than 25 amos, but it's less than 50 amos. That is the assumption. Why is that the assumption? That's the way it is in this case. The river is, let's say, 35 amos. We assume 30 amos. So if now we are holding at number 50, and the river first begins at 75, and the river is 30 amos, where would the rope end? The rope would end 5 amos short of the edge of the river. You can't measure, you can't walk into the river and measure, you'll drown. So how in the world are you going to measure? The river has a width of 30 amos. We start, the first rope went from the edge of the city. We've gone outside of the city 50 amos. Now we're going to go take the rope and do again another 50. Where is the next 50 going to end? It's going to go 25. We're going to meet up with the beginning of the river. And then we're going to go into the river, but the river is 30 amos wide, so the rope is going to come to the end at before the last 5 amos of the river. But you can't stand in the river and hold the rope. It's not going to work. You're going to drown. You can't do that. So what do? So the solution is work backwards. Whenever you have a river, and the river is a width of less than 50 amos, that's the first thing you measure. One person stands on one side of the river, another person stands on the other side of the river. You've now pulled the rope, you've now marked 50 amos on dry land, and you know the river is included. Then you work backwards. You take the rope, you work backwards towards the wall of the city, and you figure out, the rope obviously has marks on the rope, exactly how many amos to figure out exactly where it is. It's just simplistic. I don't know, there's no real great chiddush over here. I mean, maybe there's something very deep here. I don't know. Look at the Mefarshim. But it's just a simple way of calculating when you're dealing with a river, as long as the river is less than 50 amos, what you do is measure the river first, and then work your way backwards towards the end of the city, and work your way forward towards the edge of the Tchum. What happens if the river is larger than 50 amos? That's another story. That's already, that's, it says, look at the Mishalmi. Right. It doesn't appear for there to be here majorly fidushim. Maybe if you study in depth, there might be some yisodos I'm not aware of. Okay, let's go further. Today, you know, I don't know what they do today. I have no idea how they measure tchum today. I really don't know how they do it. I don't even know if we know what an ame. I don't know if it's really nogea today, because we don't even know what an ame is. We don't have any clear consensus on the width, on the what is an ame? Is it 1 feet, 1 foot, 2 feet? Is someone 18 inches?
20 to 24.
That's a chumrah, because our Moshe says an ame is 18 to 24. The Chazanish is 24, and the Moshe is 18. So. It's anyway. It's not going to be precise. Everything. Anyway, Bismana says a matter of evaluation. So I don't know.
Do whatever you said. I think
in the mountains. Right. So they probably do what they do in Luchon. They probably do use today. They probably do use something like Google Maps. They go online. And today it's very easy. You go and you type in the coordinates, the address, you get the coordinates, and then you basically you can measure and you can look online. You can figure out online exactly where. Then you type an address in MapQuest or anything, it'll tell you the exact measure in miles. And we have a basic formula of what is the tchum. The tchum is like 3/4 of a mile. So you basically know, mimachmir, don't go past 3/4 of a mile along this shore. And according to Google Maps, it says that it's over here, so you know exactly where you're allowed to go. That's how I think it's done today. Today it's not done with ropes, because we don't... Anyway, we're not going to... The purpose of the rope is to be precise. We cannot be precise. It's impossible for us. So this is more theoretical than it is practical. Next. Yosim HaChevel, now next halacha. Next halacha is... Gimel. Yosim HaChevel, can I get a libay v'yim tochenu b'chol koichai? When two people measure... One, you should hold it at your heart. At your heart, and your friend who's at the other end also shall hold at his heart, and you shall pull it tight with all of your strength. That is how we measure 50 increments, sections of 50 amos. Okay, Dalit. We'll leave for tomorrow, because it's already 24 minutes, so we'll leave this for tomorrow. We'll stop here.